the rest of the story. The mattress is as recent as the Bush administration. But that doesn't seem to matter. Everybody wants to sleep in the Lincoln bedroom in the White House. More specifically, in that magnificent carved rosewood bed, 6 feet wide, 8 feet long, purchased by Mary Todd Lincoln herself in 1861. As it turns out, more and more people have had the opportunity to sleep in that impressive bed in that imposing room since the Clintons came to town. Insiders say that we who are incensed by the swapping of national treasures for campaign contributions cannot comprehend how very badly the Democrats needed the money during that last campaign. Well, that is true, of course. Many of us cannot comprehend such desperate poverty, and yet how quickly those financial misfortunes were reversed. Because at the peak of Democratic prestige peddling, you could have gotten your picture taken with a president and dinner at a fancy Washington hotel for $12,500. You could have gotten coffee in the White House itself with the president and top administration officials for $50,000. You could have gotten a full day at the White House, including a swim in the White House pool, tennis on the White House courts, bowling on the White House lanes, a movie in the White House theater, even a barbecue on the White House lawn for $250,000. And still, the most sought-after prize of all, the most cherished reward for Democratic public relations and financing above and beyond the call of duty, was and still is a night in the Lincoln bedroom. Celebrities thus rewarded include Ted Danson, Richard Dreyfuss, the Steven Spielbergs. But it's the comparatively anonymous investment bankers and industrial honchos and other major campaign contributors who pass through the Lincoln bedroom's revolving door in the greatest numbers. As a matter of fact, in 1,500 days, the White House bedroom business netted $10 million in campaign contributions. So it is all the more intriguing now to recall that when Mary Lincoln bought and brought home that beautiful, big, carved rosewood bed, Abe at first detested it, called it an extravagance. Such spending on sumptuous personal comforts, he said, will stink in the nostrils of the American people. So the great emancipator wasn't right about everything. Yet if his restless spirit, if Lincoln's restless spirit still roams the rooms and hallways of the White House, as Eisenhower and Churchill and innumerable others have soberly insisted, it may be in the vain longing to abolish one last injustice. For so did Lincoln despise that grand rosewood bed that he never slept in it. Not even once. In fact, the Lincoln bedroom, so-called, he used as an office. The shop, he called it. A place for routine greetings and cabinet meetings and councils of war, for anything but sleeping. So, yes, I do mean to say that should the practice of peddling first-hand history for partisan handouts continue, then just about everybody will have slept in the Lincoln bedroom. Except Lincoln himself. And now you know the rest of the story.